Next up, we've got Vehicles of Beware with Terminal.
1 hour too late, and the difference it made, for the plane's supposed to take him away. There's no option, she said, speaking letters in red. Replacements won't come right away. Far flung from heroes and heroines, just connections benign and mundane. He'd arrived there in time, had to wait in a line, so it was more than an hour too late. Played at a table, the kitchen just closed. There's a vending machine down by gate number 3. You'll just have to sleep in your clothes. Lights going down at the terminal. Nothing to do but to wait. In his hour of need, he would beg, cry, and plead. He was only 2 minutes too late.
I like this a lot. This sounds like the best kind of Britpop to me. The piano and singing are both top-notch. I like how the melody kind of peaks at mid-verse, where it jumps up to a higher vocal register, which I think sounds really cool. The backing harmony vocals on the bridge are pitch perfect. They're just gorgeous. And they do this cool thing where they drop out most of all of the instruments in the penultimate section of the song, and that has the effect of like bringing the energy down right before the end, and then you can have this triumphant return at the end of the song where the energy kind of pitches right back up again. But it's, you know, it's all keyed on the fact that you brought it all down before the end of the song. So I think that's a good move, and it uses dynamics to their best advantage. So I was impressed by that.
I'll admit, I only listened to the song a couple times, and I don't have anything really smart to say about it, except that the quality is reflective of the fact that Vehicles of Beware was the champion last round.
I connected with this song a bit because I do a lot of work travel, like a whole lot of work travel. But like back around 2001 through 2013, my work travel was truly, truly bonkers. And now it's a lot better, but I'm still on airplanes a few times each month. So I kind of connected that way, except that, you know, after traveling a lot, there's much more of sort of a resignation to these kind of problems instead of a bad reaction. I mean, a plane with hundreds of people on it shouldn't be delayed for a single late passenger, even if you're that late passenger, and even if it's not your fault, and even if your travel is extremely important. You know, I have absolutely, you know, gotten stuck in the airport without options except for vending machine food. I had a vending machine sandwich at an airport earlier this year because there weren't any other options. And it's a drag, but your problems shouldn't delay the kitchen staff from getting home to their families. You know, otherwise, I'm sure that would happen to airport restaurant staff literally every day where they'd be delayed that way.
I can't believe you ate a vending machine sandwich and you're still alive to tell the tale.
It was a wrap. It had microgreens.
Oh my God. If you're putting microgreens in a vending machine. Okay. So some backstory here. I work for a farm that grows microgreens as my primary form of earning fucking around money. And I had some microgreens right before we started recording. They're delicious when they're fresh. They're terrible when you get them at a grocery store. If you have access to a local farmer's market, please try your microgreens there. And if you have access to a restaurant that's getting them farm to table, try them there. Otherwise, please do yourself a favor and hold off until you can find one of those two things I mentioned.
Very happy for the PSA. I'm sure there weren't microgreens in the wrap. I was just doing it for the callback. But still, whatever got us there, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, kids, don't smoke. As cool as Joy made it sound, don't smoke.
And for fuck's sake, don't cut yourself.
Yeah. Also, yes. not healthy behaviors.
Yeah.
We are not role models, people.
No.
But yeah, this song, of course, I'm not going to really go into the tragic ending this act, because it happened to me too. It wasn't 10 seconds, it was a few hours. Anyway, yeah, this song is well produced and it has a great melody and it's enjoyable despite this sort of born loser getting dumped on at every turn, you know. So it was still kind of nice if you don't really, you know, invest too much in your protagonist.